President Barack Obama called on Americans today to join him in facing the nation's challenges. The 44th president promised bold and swift action to revive the struggling economy, and he pledged to restore America's standing in the world. Joining me now is Karen Grigsby Bates, correspondent for NPR's National Desk. Karen and I watched the speech together. Hey, Karen.
Hi, Tony.
You know, it's been an hour or more since we finished watching it. What sticks with you?
A couple of things. One thing was that this was a speech that, you know, in past inaugural speeches, every couple of seconds you get a lot of clapping that interrupt the speech. People really listened to this speech. When you look at the camera shots that were panning the mall, and people everywhere seemed to be paying particular attention to now President Obama's words, and they were taking it very seriously. And it wasn't a feel-good speech. He gave this whole catalog of challenges that the nation was going to have to face, from economic to foreign relations to health care to education. He just sort of threw it all out there.
As a matter of fact, we're going to play a clip that makes the point that you are just making. This is an excerpt from President Obama's speech earlier today, acknowledging that the country faces many challenges.
What the cynics fail to understand is that the ground has shifted beneath them, that the stale political arguments that have consumed us for so long no longer apply. The question we ask today is not whether our government is too big or too small, but whether it works.
I know, Karen, that you thought, for example, that this was a great speech. You said so.
I did. I thought it ranked right up there. There were snatches of lots of previous great inaugural speeches. There were definitely echoes of John Fitzgerald Kennedy's 1961 inaugural speech.
Absolutely.
And of Martin Luther King's March on Washington address. And there were, and I think this was intentional, a lot of Lincoln-esque touches to this. And I think the way people listened to it was almost Lincoln-esque. You know, when Lincoln did the Gettysburg Address, nobody clapped afterwards, and he thought it was a failure. And one of his aides explained to him, "Mr. President, it was like a prayer. You don't clap after a prayer."
Very interesting. And, you know, we got advanced copies of the speech, and as I went through it marking it up, you're absolutely right. There are several places where you can see references that remind you of MLK or of Kennedy and other past presidents, Lincoln, even Roosevelt. I want to ask you about one of the expected controversies, which may or may not have turned out to be that, and that is the appearance of Reverend Rick Warren to give the invocation. Anything surprise you about Rick Warren's message?
It was more temperate than I thought it was maybe going to be. You know, there was a lot of speculation ahead of time because he feels very strongly about things like single-sex same-sex marriage. He thinks that that's the wrong thing. He thinks he's a warrior against abortion. And he's been very upfront about staking that claim, which has worked very well for his evangelical base, but it's also been very divisive when it's tried to go beyond that base. So some of the speculation was he was going to bring those things into the speech. I didn't hear them, although I missed the first minute of his speech. So if he did it very quickly, then he did it before I noticed. The other thing that happened was there was some speculation about how he was going to close his address. The thought was, if you mention God, if you mention a higher authority, many people around the world have their version of God that they worship. They're fine with that. Mention Jesus, and you exclude huge numbers of the listeners who were hearing that. And he did indeed stay true to his evangelical roots and mention Jesus as his God and Savior. So some people did find that off-putting.
Let me ask you to stick around, because we're going to bring in a couple of other voices to our conversation and continue it.